Hello?
Hello. Hi, hello, good evening. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey. I'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work? Thank you. Does anyone in your household work for the news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
No. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And just to make sure we're representing everyone, can you please tell me your race? Are you Caucasian, African American,
Hispanic? Caucasian.
Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote?
Absolutely, we'll vote, yeah.
So you're definitely going to vote, okay?
Definitely, yep. Mm-hmm.
And what is your age?
62.
62 or 52?
Yep, 62. Yep.
Okay. Thank you so much. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'll say satisfied.
Thank you. Now, I want you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale of 0 to 10. 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 50 means that it's in the middle, not too cold, not too warm. And 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, sorry.
Yes.
If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person or organization, please say so. The first one, Donald Trump, from 0 to 100.
0.
0, thank you. Okay, and Joe Biden?
75.
75, thank you. Okay, and public schools?
75,
thank you.
Yes.
Okay, and Moms for Liberty?
Never heard of them.
Thank you. Okay. All right, and charter schools?
Yeah, 50.
Thank you. All right. Okay. And National Education Association?
50.
Thank you. U.S. Department of Education?
50.
Thank you. And public school teachers?
Where's mom and grandma?
100%.
Thank you. And woke culture or wokenism?
0.
Thank you. And public schools?
100%.
Thank you. Okay. Now, generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I'd say excellent.
Excellent. Sorry about that. Thank you.
Yeah.
And now, next, would you say that public schools or charter schools do a better job at educating students?
I don't really have an opinion on that.
Okay. And now, some people view education as a means to prepare students for life. Generally speaking, how would you think public schools do at preparing students for each of the following? Now, you have a scale of 0 to 10. 10 means that public schools prepare them very well. 5 means that they prepare them somewhat. And 0 means that they do not prepare them at all. Now, you can use any number from 0 to 10. Now, let me go ahead and read the topic, the first one. Develop critical thinking skills. On that topic, how do you think they prepare them from 0 to 10?
5.
5. Next one, being ready for higher education, like college. How much do you think they prepare them from 0 to 10?
I'd say 5.
Okay. Develop school social skills?
8.
Thank you. Compete for and get good and get job and get good jobs in the future global job market?
I'd say 7.
Okay. Understand the value of diversity and how to navigate an increasingly diverse world?
I'd say 7.
Okay. Grasp the academic basics of reading, writing, and math?
I'd say 8.
Thank you. All right, now, would you say that your state spends not enough, too much, or just about the right amount on public school education?
I'd say about the right amount.
Okay. Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
No.
Okay. How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory or CRT? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A lot.
Okay. Now, as you may have heard, critical race theory or CRT, which is not actually taught in K-12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
Yes, I would agree with that.
Some would agree or strongly agree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Now, how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A lot.
Thank you. Now, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Agree or disagree?
I agree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly agree.
A certain amount of politics is unavoidable in classroom discussions. Teachers should have the freedom to discuss and educate students on all political viewpoints without censorship. Agree or disagree?
I disagree with politics in school.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents should be able to dictate a school's curriculum. An individual parent shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Sorry. How? Do you agree or disagree?
I strongly agree they should not be able to.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some would say help improve the quality of public schools. For each one, tell me if you support or oppose. The first one, teaching about America's history of slavery and segregation. Support or oppose?
I support it.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. Removing books from school libraries that contain sensitive or controversial topics. Support or oppose?
I strongly oppose any book bans.
Okay. Adding armed security guards to patrol all K-12 public schools.
I slightly disagree.
Where's Mom?
Okay.
Yeah.
And increasing teacher pay.
Let's start walking. Yes, I certainly agree they need more money.
Okay. Now, the previous one you said you support or oppose. Sorry about that.
Oh, the question
about
was what again?
About adding armed security guards to control all
K-12
public schools.
Grandpa?
Grandpa? Hang on a second.
Take your time.
I really don't support that.
Okay, so you strongly oppose. Sorry about that. Thank you for answering that again.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. And you said increasing teacher pay, you say you strongly support, right?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. final one. Raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession, including tougher certifications and licensing requirements.
I strongly agree.
Thank you. Okay, now, some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for K-12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilization, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Now, knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to K-12 public school curriculum?
Yeah, I support that.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. For each one, you have a scale of 0 to 10. 10 means that you find a very convincing argument, 5 somewhat convincing, and 0 not convincing at all. You're choosing a number from 0 to 10. So the first one, history teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So, when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustice experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. From 0 to 10, how convincing is that?
10.
Thank you. Now, we don't allow non-experts to yell at doctors about how to perform surgery or at carpenters and electricians about how to build a house. So it should be the same with a teacher. Teachers have spent years or even decades earning their credentials and studying their subject matter. So teachers should decide what to include in the school curriculum, not parents and certainly not politicians. How convincing is that from 0 to 10?
I'd say 8.
Thank you. Okay. Now, working for diverse classrooms and exclusive lenses isn't just the right thing to do. It's also the smart move for kids of all races. Students improve their critical thinking and problem-solving skills when they learn alongside classmates from different cultures and backgrounds. And exposure to diversity helps prepare them to navigate our increasingly diverse world, a skill that colleges and employers value. How convincing is that from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. All right, now, sometimes over the course of the survey, people's opinions change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statement. Public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Agree or disagree?
I agree.
Okay, and somewhat or strongly?
Excuse me?
Sorry. You agree somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Strongly. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. You agree or disagree?
I agree with that.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly agree.
Thank you.
Strongly, Lee. Yeah.
Now, switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? I have a category here, 1 to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college. College graduate, bachelor's degree, or postgraduate.
I have two technical degrees.
Which of the following best describes your work situation? Unemployed, retired, employed, student, or homemaker?
Employed.
Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Thank you. Regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat,
Mom,
Republican, independent, or something else?
Mom?
Democrat.
Mom?
Is that a strong Democrat or a strong Democrat?
Oh, very strong Democrat, yeah.
Now, do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
No. Okay. And although you don't have a child under the age of 18 living in your household, do you have a child who attend a public school in the last 10 years?
No.
No. And do you have a child who attended a charter school, private school, or homeschool in the last 10 years?
No.
Now, thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, very conservative?
Somewhat liberal.
Thank you. Now, how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Never. Hardly, or anymore, never, yeah.
Okay. And for each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or to someone in your household. The first one, is a born Christian, fundamentalist, or evangelical? Does that apply to you?
No.
Or anyone in the household?
I would just say Christian.
Okay. Born again Christian?
No. Just
okay.
Homegrown. So, not evangelical, for sure.
All right. Yeah. Is an educator such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide?
We're lost.
What about that? Yeah.
Is anyone in your household or you personally?
No, no.
Is an
no,
educator, nobody. Teacher, professor, or classroom aide?
No.
No. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
I guess suburban.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure talking to you today. Thank you for your opinions. They're very valuable to us. You have yourself a great rest of the night. Goodbye.
Great. Okay. Thanks.
We're lost.